happening in the land. There's a healing that's taking place right now. There's a healing, and the healer is in the land. The healer, Jesus himself, the Holy Spirit himself, is moving throughout this country. The Holy Spirit is moving throughout the nations. Satan, you are the divider. You are the divider, and you will not divide us. You will not separate us. You'll not keep us from one another. You'll not be able to hold back the gifts that we have for each other. For there is a new place of unity rising up, rising up, rising up in our nation. And we take hold of it. We are one. We are one. One nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Father, we magnify you and we glorify you in this place. Come on, lift your hands to the Lord. Lift your hands up to the Lord. Bless his holy name. Father, we pray. Terry, come stand next to me. We pray over our nation right now. We pray over the nations right now. The nations. The nations. The nations, oh God. Thank you, Father, for moving amongst us. Thank you, Father, for the glory of the Lord. The glory of the Lord. The glory of the Lord. Hora ma shatre ishte shana maka. Ora bada shana ageste sobraba. Shigrana adrede e singrabashe e frada on grove eleste hashambro.
Did you see what those black people did? Did you see what those white people did? Did you see what those policemen did? Did you see how they looted those stores? But they're very frustrated. They've been hurt. But they hurt me. What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do? I don't understand. I don't understand. I don't understand that one. I don't understand that one. I don't understand that one. I don't understand. Oh, but there is a peace that passes all understanding, that goes beyond the thoughts and the reasons of men, that goes beyond their ability to see how you could ever bridge this divide. There's an understanding and a peace, a wholeness, a oneness that swallows up division, that swallows up strife, that swallows up pride, that swallows up hurts, that swallows up the past. For he is the Lord who was. He's the Lord who is. And he's the Lord forevermore. And he can swallow the past with your future. The future of this nation. The future of the church. The future of the people. He can swallow it up in his peace. But how? How? Remember, it's the peace that goes beyond your ability to figure it out. And as long as you try to reach for understanding based on the abilities of your human capacities to figure it out, you will fall short, strife will continue, divisions will increase, and gaps will widen. But when all will seek him, when all will seek the one who brought down the dividing wall, who brought down the wall of division to make us one together in him, when you will seek him and look to him, then all the other things, it's It's not that they just go away, but they melt in the presence of the Lord and allow Him to be the judge who judges righteously and not you. Allow Him to be the Lord who judges mercifully, not you. And allow Him to be the Lord who brings together and makes of one man all those that will look to Him. It is in His great interest to His plan. It's in His great interest to His purpose. It is in His great interest for all of mankind and toward the coming of the Lord that this nation be brought together. Yes. That this nation walk hand in hand.
Yes.
That this nation walk together in the light of His love. And it is in His great interest that the church take her place in looking to Jesus, who is the author and the finisher and the completer of our faith.
Yes.
And our trust in Him. And He knows how to do it.
Yes,
He is the master problem solver.
Yes.
He is the one who and reigns over us when we look
Lord,
to Him. As long as we don't determine that we want things to be solved in the way we think it should, that we don't predetermine that it look like we think it should, and that we don't demand that it work out the way we think it should, but by looking at Him, no matter what, look at Him. No matter what they say, look at Him. No matter what you feel like, look at Him. No matter what's going on, look at Him. 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 And for the household of faith, everything is going to be all right.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let there be an awakening amongst us. Let there be an awakening to You, O God, amongst us, that tears down the wall of division. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Be seated for a moment. Let me read this scripture to you. Continue, if you would, please. Whenever you see division, whenever you see that wall go up, the devil's in the middle of it. Because our God is the God of peace. Our God is the God of unity with each other, and not division. And Jesus dealt with this in His own ministry, and He identified it, and He identified where it came from. I'm serious. Whenever you see strife, whenever you see division, the devil's in the middle of it. He's right in the middle of it. He is egging it on. He's the agitator of it. He's the one that's in the middle of it. Because the way the Lord wants this to turn out is that all of our eyes are open. Oh, and we see each other and go, wow, I love them. I love them. I love them. But this scripture in Luke 22, verse 24, and there was a strife among them. That was in Jesus' ministry. Think about that. In Jesus' ministry, there was strife among them. Isn't that something? And the reason why there was strife was because they were all trying to decide who is going to be the greatest. And that's what that strife is all about. It is all about one-upsmanship. It is all about being better than the other. It is all rooted in that desire to be in position, to be in control. And they were talking about being in control. And Jesus said to them, the kings of the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and they that exercise authority upon them are called benefactors. But you shall not be so. We shall not be so. But he that is greatest among you, let him be as the younger, and he that is chief as he that does serve. So whether is greater, he that sits at meat or he that serves? Is it not he that sits at meat? But then this is a compelling statement that Jesus made. And really, this is my scripture. This is, I mean, we all have our favorite scriptures, and we all have scriptures that are descriptions of who we are, but this one is mine. And we all have to keep this in mind, no matter how old you get. You have to keep in mind what Jesus said. Jesus said, but I am among you as he that serves. I'm among you as he that serves. He's teaching his disciples who is greatest in the kingdom of God. And then he goes on to say, ye are they which have continued with me in my temptations, and I appointed unto you a kingdom, as my Father has appointed unto me, that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, and sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And then the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat.
Let's tear you apart. Sifting separates. Sifting mm-hmm. pulls that he wants to tear you apart and to divide you.
Yeah. Yeah. To sift. To divide. I remember when I was a kid growing up, my grandfather had a garden. And he had this big frame that he built, and it was a wire mesh in it, and he would take dirt and he'd separate the rocks out of it. That's a sifter. That's sifting. That is sifting. And he's saying, Satan desires to have you. He desires to have you. He's still talking to them about the strife that was going on. In strife, in the midst of strife, Satan is desiring to have you. And he cannot have us. He cannot have you. He cannot have me. He cannot divide. He can't do it. You said, sift, I wrote this down in my Bible here. Separate and break into pieces, to be shattered and discouraged, to shake in a sieve. I also wrote, a sift is to shake by inward agitation, to try one's faith to the verge of overflow. That's what the devil tries to do. But then he says to him, but I have prayed for you, that your faith fail not. That your faith fail not. And when you are converted, when you return, when you are brought back, when you are no longer in strife with each other, you will strengthen your brethren. One translation says, make your brothers strong. Make your brothers strong. So that's what we are to do, is to make our brothers strong. To make our brothers strong. And to know that the devil is in the midst of that. But you know what? Jesus is in the midst of the... And I was just thinking about when you were praying a moment ago in a scripture that you mentioned a few days ago in Ephesians chapter 2. Jesus. He is our peace, who has made both one and has broken down the middle wall of partition between us. Broken down the wall between us. Satan builds a wall. Jesus tears the wall down. Come on, lift your hands and give him the glory. Give him the glory. Give him the glory. Rabasta ashikele moshondo. Zabradi manama kaejebo. Sisobre bedishke itiana makashe. Shashambra madolova strena makasha.
It is so. So when you look back again in Luke 22, the Lord said, Simon, Simon, Satan's desired to have you so that he can sift you, to separate you. But I prayed for you that your faith fail not, that your faith fail not. So while the Lord had laid out a picture of how to stop strife, He said, I'm among you as one that serves. We begin to serve one another and seek how to serve each other, how to serve one another in our homes, in our church, our communities. And we often think about that as to serve those that are in need, or serve those as Jesus commanded us in the hospitals, or the prisons, or the needy, the orphans, the widows. But there's also a place where we serve those that we don't understand and serve those maybe that aggravate us or irritate us or rile us the most. What if we set out to see whom we could serve? Ah, that's just about more than I could take, Pastor Terry. Well, I pray for you that your faith fail not. What do? We do it by faith. You know, in that word that just came, if something in there twitched you just a little bit, or maybe perhaps you identified yourself on one side of or the other of some controversy or something that's going on, some part of the divide, the right, the wrong, whatever that is. But Jesus said, don't look at that. Look to him. Look to him. How do we do that? By feeding our faith. Brothers and sisters, in a time, there'll be many of people talking about love, and love is critical. Love is the answer. But the definition of love for people is what, for the most part, so many times, is whatever we think or feel like it should be. But faith connects us to him who is love. So in this time when pressures are on and our nation is, Satan is trying to sift and tear apart our nation. And let me tell you, this spirit of strife and division is not just working in the things you see on television, but it's working. It's working in every way it can find an entrance. Once you make way for Satan where strife and division is concerned, and you pet it and you placate it and you try to make way for it, well, you know what happens? It spreads into all kinds of other areas. But it takes faith and feeding our faith. And Pastor George and I set out several weeks ago, we're going to feed our faith. Mm-hmm. We're going to feed our faith on who we are in Christ. We're going to feed our faith on love. We're going to feed our faith on the blood of Jesus. And we're listening and listening and listening and stepping it up and doing more and listening more to feed our faith. And the more you do that, the more you go to the Word to draw faith out of it, the more Jesus gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And when he gets bigger in your life, you begin to see things more as he sees it and sense things the way he senses things. And what he's working in you, you can trust he's working in someone else as well. And we'll just watch this thing come together in a way that our minds cannot imagine, but it will produce the greatest awakening this world has ever seen.
Brother.
Yes.
You are my sister.
And I love you.
I love you too.
Amen.
We stand together as one body. We stand together in the highest realm of love, the love of God, that there possibly can be. And Father, as the pastor of this church, I love all the colors that you bring. I love the variety that you bring into this body. I love what each one brings as a gift into this body. And we have honor and respect for each other. Great honor, great respect, and great love for each other.
You are my brother. You are my sister. And I love you. I love you. I know we're supposed to social distance. You are now man and wife. Thank you, Jesus. Brother Copeland.
Happy Juneteenth to all of those that I missed it day before yesterday. You know, it's amazing. I was raised in West Texas, and you know, George, Texas was on the far west end of the southern states, and there was little to no slavery here. And hey, back when I was young, Juneteenth was big. I mean, it's Freedom Day. We had parades, man. I mean, it was a shouting good time for everybody. And now, most of the young, particularly white kids, never heard of it. Well, it's time they heard. Glory to God. I have asked God for it, and I believe we receive a national holiday. It should have been done. We've got Martin Luther King Day. It should have been done right along that same time. Glory to God. Is that Mother Irby? Mama, come here to me. Bless your darling heart.
Bless you. I haven't stopped crying just today.
Now, back years ago, Bishop J.C. Hash, Sr., Bishop of the oldest African-American denomination in the United States, and his son, J.C. Jr., went to Rhema. Mm-hmm. You remember that? And so the bishop wanted to know what the boy getting into. So he goes over and sits in on it. He said, "This is God, and we are going to introduce this into our denomination." And he just caught all kinds of trouble for it. Well, Bishop invited me to come over to Winston-Salem and conduct a meeting. And so I agreed. And nobody was coming much. So Mother Irby, I made an announcement. I said, "You don't want to miss tomorrow night. I'm going to tell you everything the New Testament has to say about mixed racial marriage." Mother Hayes said, "Oh no, the Klan going to get him." She frightened her, man. Boy, the next night that place was full. And I, just as serious as I could get, you know. Everything the New Testament has to say about interracial marriage. Absolutely nothing. So they came to Southwest. Bishop and Mother Hash. And I brought them up on the platform. And it just came on me. I said, "Mother Hash, can I be your little white boy?" She grabbed me and said, "Oh yeah." And Bishop went home before she did. But she would call. "Is Gloria there?" And I'd say, "Hang on just a minute, Mother Hash." She went home to be with the Lord. I Jesus. She was on up in age, and she didn't like the old car she had. So without telling anybody, I just bought her a new Cadillac.
Well, your mama got to have a nice car.
She didn't drive it, but she had somebody drive it for her. She drove that new Cadillac to church every Sunday.
All right.
And she went home. And it was hard on me when she left. Well, I was talking to Dr. Irby just a couple of days ago, and he told me that he had come to see you. And it just dropped in my heart. I said, Tony, Mama Hash is gone. Would you ask Mother Irby if I can be her white boy? And he come back and said, welcome, big brother.
Bless you.
I love you, my dear. I love you so much. Glory be to God.
I'm so thankful for that hug.
Oh, hallelujah. Hear my kids. Thank you, Jesus. Well, you can be seated. I'm not going to stand up here long. I'm just going to tell you the word that the Lord dropped in my heart a couple of days ago. These two covenants, first and second, are in the most basic understanding. They came into being. They are blood agreements. First in the blood of Abraham, and then in the blood of God, the sweet blood of Jesus. For one purpose, George, to get back the first words the human ear ever heard. Be blessed. That's the first thing Adam ever heard. First thing he heard was his ear was the blessing of the Lord. That's what this whole book is about, is to get that blessing place back. Because God is a blessing God. He's not a mean God. He's a good God. He does his utmost to get you well all the time. He doesn't want you sick. He doesn't want you broke. He doesn't want you tired. He doesn't want you worn out. And he certainly doesn't want us fighting one another. No, that comes from the spirit of evil. That comes from the spirit of division, like Terry said. That's where that comes from. And what like a very, very wise woman said, you let him in the back seat, he gonna wanna drive. And if you mess around with his stuff very long, he will be driving. But not here. And here's the verse. The Lord just, I was praying over my partner letter. And I had just almost gone to sleep. I'm going to write the partner letter the next day. This is just a couple of days ago. In fact, I wrote it on Juneteenth. And I heard it. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich. Turn to Proverbs chapter 10, verse 22. The blessing of the Lord. Say it. The blessing of the Lord. The blessing is to empower, to prosper. It is to go to the highest place possible in good things. Hallelujah. To empower, to prosper spirit, soul, body, financially, socially. Amen. The blessing of the Lord. Say it. The blessing of the Lord. It maketh rich. and he adds no sorrow to it. That word sorrow is translated toil. It's translated sickness. Toil, sickness, hardness, sorrow. Is there a more greater way, greater word with which to describe slavery? Slavery of any kind, but particularly the meanness and the ungodliness. Satan is a slave master. And he'll crack the whip if you give him an inch. But the blessing. The blessing. That is the power of God. It began in the Garden of Eden. And it's gone all the way through this book. It's the blessing of the Lord, and it became the blessing of Abraham. And then it became the blessing of Joseph. Joseph was a slave. He was just 17 years old when he had that first dream. And he was sold into slavery. But it said he was a prosperous man because God was with him, and he blessed him and blessed him so that Potiphar, this huge operation, this general officer had this huge operation and the blessing of the Lord. How did this young man that never hit a lick of work in his life, he was the pet. Yeah. All the others worked hard. Yeah. But he never had to do anything. Had he know how to run that kind of an operation? The blessing. The blessing. How did Abraham, or Abram at the time, 318 men, literally wipe out the largest expeditionary force of the day and the most powerful king and several other kings that were with old Chad. Chedorlaomer, or however you said his name. Wouldn't you hate to have to have a name like that? You have to ask somebody how to spell it. How do you know? God was with him. The Spirit of the living God is the blessing of the Lord. That's who said that to Adam. Amen. 13 years from slave boy to prime minister of Egypt. Because the Lord was with him. The blessing of the Lord was on him and in him. And it was the blessing of the Lord. El Shaddai, the more than enough God, was born in Bethlehem. The blessing gave birth to the spotless, wonderful, indescribable son of the blessing himself. And check it out for yourself. The glory of the Lord raised Jesus from the dead. Then you find out the Spirit of God raised Jesus from the dead. It was the power of that blessing that overcame hell. It was the power of God with him. It was the blessing of the Lord that destroyed Satan's kingdom. And when you and I were born again, that blessing made somebody out of nobody. We're not a nobody anymore. We're the blessed. We're the blessed.
This nation is the blessed.
Yeah. And when I first saw it, I began, in order to renew my mind and have it on my mind and in my mouth all the time, the Lord said, anytime you use the word blessing in any form, write it in all capital letters so that you're aware of what it said. It's just not, you know, blessed. Bless you. Nah, come on. It's a shame that it boiled down to a sneeze. Don't sit there and look at me in that tone of voice. The blessing of the Lord. It maketh. Well, I'm a self-made man and I make. Well, that's your problem. You're making it. You're making it. The ungodly gather up riches. Says so right there in the 73rd Psalm. But the godly are blessed. You're not blessed because you're healed. You're healed because you're blessed. Thank you, Lord. Well, you can pick it up from
there. While you're up here, let's all stand together because we'll have to dismiss in a moment and spray the place. And then come back again.
Did I do that?
No. No, we just wanted to take a moment. David, go ahead. We just wanted to take a moment and say Happy Father's Day to you.
Oh, thank you, George.
And we...
I receive it, sir. Thank you.
Amen. Amen.
Sing praise God.
Can we, as we get ready to dismiss, can we sing the song?
Yeah.
Okay.
Then sings my soul.